Good morning, church. Yeah, glad to see everyone here, the church, and almost all the seats are occupied. So praise God to God that every seat is filled in here, and there is no vacant seat. I can see still some vacant seat, but we'll pray that God will fill that place. And last week, you may be knowing that the World Cup is going on, and India had won the match, which was against Pakistan. So I really want to thank you that today India has one more match with New Zealand, and that brings me to a story where there was a India-Pakistan final match, and there was a man who was sitting in that stadium, and he saw that almost all the seats are filled. All the seats are filled. There is no one seat remaining which is not occupied. But to his next, he can see that one seat is vacant. So he asked the next person who was sitting to that blank vacant seat. He was an old man. And he asked, "Sir, I'm very much amazed. This is India-Pakistan match, final. How can this seat be vacant?" Then the elderly man, he said, "Well, this match I was knowing about 2 months ago, that I predicted that India will be facing Pakistan in World Cup final. So 2 months ago itself, I booked this final ticket." And he said that I and my wife, we wanted to watch this match. So the other person said, "Sir, can I know then why didn't your wife came?" Then he said that my wife died. So that's why she didn't come. So he said that, "But I'm just surprised, like India-Pakistan match final. Who will miss this match? You could have told your relatives or her relatives. Someone would have come and taken this seat." Then the elderly man said, "Well, my family and her family all have gone to her funeral." Okay, so he made his priorities. I hope you understood the joke. But anyways, I wanted to thank that every seat is filled here. And praise God, you have made a very nice decision coming up here. And you are here in the presence of God. As we all know that we are doing the series of treasure. And can everybody please help me with what are the true treasures that we have already covered in the last 2 weeks? Prayer and fasting. Okay. So today what we are going to do is praise. Okay. So we'll start with this verse which says, "This people I have formed for myself, they shall declare my praise." And that's from Isaiah 43:21. Also another verse which says, which is from Psalm 22:3, "But you are holy, enthroned in the praises of Israel." Okay, so giving a background why praise is so much important and why praise is a treasure. Praise prepares our hearts for God's word by steering our attention away from all our problems, and it takes us back to His greatness. It readies us to receive what He wants to do in our lives throughout a church service, maybe a small group, or our own personal lives as we seek. So that's the background of praise. And as you all know, in the Old Testament time, whenever people God's people wanted to come before God in the Holy of the Holies, they were expected to bring something. And in the New Testament time, when right now we are living, we are also expected to bring something to God. And that's from Hebrews chapter 13, verse 15, which almost Stephen Uncle had said right now. Few of the verses I have put it on the slides, but few I expect the church to read along. So you can turn to Hebrews chapter 13, verse 15. What is that we need to carry when we come to God? We can't go to God empty-handed, but there is something we should bring to Him. So if you have got that verse, you may read it for me loudly. Okay, how many of you are carrying Bible? Everyone is carrying at least digital Bible, physical Bible, whatever it is. Everyone is carrying? Yeah. So let's read together Hebrews chapter 13, verse 15. Together. Amen. So what we need to carry, what we need to bring to God, the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to His name. Okay. So that is the praise that we give, that is our sacrifice that we need to give. Okay. If any child is born, the nurse will say that for a child to cry, it is very much important, right? You know, right? Right? So when we are as a child of God, when we are coming to God, we need to bring praise. If we are not bringing praise, then there is something wrong. Something wrong. We are not coming to God with the correct purpose. We are not coming in the right way. Okay? So that gives us the background of what praise is all about. Praise is expressing esteem for a person, that is God. We are praising His virtues, His accomplishments. Okay, so that is the praise. Okay? And as we see praise, the word praise, it is coming from a French word, praiser. Okay? And the praiser means, in French, it means to prize. The prize means we are giving a value. We are giving some esteem. We are cherishing someone who is of worth. We are estimating that worth. So when we are praising God, we are valuing Him. We are esteeming Him. We are esteeming His worth. So that is, if you go back to Genesis 29, 35, you will find the first time where praise word is mentioned in the Bible. So if everyone can turn to Genesis 29, 35 and read it for me, please. So therefore, wherever in the Bible you will find the word Judah, it means praise, praise to God. So that's why we are saying that there are a lot of phrases which says Lion of Judah, right? He's the Lion of our praises, right? So I just wanted to bring here one more thing. Like last weekend when I prepared a wonderful breakfast for my son, he was eating it and he said, "Papa, you are a wonderful chef. You cook so nicely. This is so tasty," right? So he was praising me, right? So that's a praise which a father loves, right? When a son praises his father, okay? This week, there was something, I did some mistake in my office work and I prepared a committee. I'm actually working in examinations department and I prepared a committee members and I got the approval of the vice chancellor. I was seeking his approval, but I forgot his name in the committee. And then he said, "Why my name is not there?" And he was about to be angry. And to save myself, I said, "Sir, this committee is small. You are beyond this committee. You are higher than that." Then he said, "Yeah, that makes sense." Okay, so praise is not maska marnika, but praise is something which we are giving esteem to God. He is the worth. He is that worth. Okay. So praise. Why we need praise? Praise is an act of faith. Praise is about having faith in the character of God. That whenever we are struggling with challenges in life, but we still have faith in God. That is what we are praising. You remember like Job, when he had everything being lost, he was being torn away, he was broken, everything was destroyed. But he never cursed from his mouth. All he could do, he praised the Lord. He said, "The Lord giveth, the Lord taketh away. Blessed is the name of the Lord." So that is what praise is coming from our mouth. A lot of times we all, when we are going for a prayer meeting or a church meeting or whenever coming to a Sunday service, everyone goes through a challenge, different challenges, right? Kabhi gas khatam ho jata hai, ya kabhi geyser electricity band ho jata hai, car band ho jati hai, tire puncture ho jata hai, right? And sometimes traffic signals, and then I get very angry when I get stuck in traffic. And whenever I'm going to church, a lot of time it happens. And then I become very angry, but I have to control myself. "Lord, I'm coming to your presence." And I start singing songs. Okay? So this is what a choice that we are taking. We can take the choice of taking curse verse, but no. We are taking the choice of praising God. Despite our situations, despite our challenges, we are choosing that this is my act of faith. I will praise the Lord no matter what. So if you see Psalm 42:5 here, the psalmist says, "Why are you in despair, O my soul?" If you read the context of Psalm 42, it's very, very, very sad song. And it talks about all his emotional feelings. And one of those lines it says, "Why are you in despair, O my soul? and why have you become restless and disturbed within me? Hope in God and wait expectantly for Him, for I shall again praise Him for the help of His presence. He's not giving up and he is just praising the Lord. And if you read James 2:17, in the same way, faith by itself, if it is not accompanied by action, it is powerless to do anything at all. Okay? So our praise is an act of faith. And lastly, Jeremiah 32:27, God Himself says, I am the Lord, the God of all mankind. Is anything too hard for me? So our praise, despite our situation, it will give the expression of our act of faith in Him. Now coming to this, how can we express our praise? We cannot do a praise half-heartedly. If my son says, Papa, okay, whatever you did is okay, how bad I will feel, right? Whatever I'm trying to do for him, and if he says like that, if you do the same to maybe someone else who has done great things for you, how will he feel? Okay? So you can't do praise half-heartedly. When you come before God, when you do praise, it should be in full heart. Okay? Like we were singing this song, Teri stuti main karu, aradhna main karu, dil se, pure dil se. Right? So, praise is expressed by my whole being, whole man. Okay? So you know the three parts of our whole being, right? Our whole being is three parts: is our body, spirit, and soul. Okay. So the psalmist says in 103, he says, "Bless the Lord, O my soul." This is a very popular line, right? We sing that song 10,000 reasons. Okay. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name. When we praise God, it should not be coming half-heartedly. It should come within all our soul, mind, and body. Praise is to be expressed enthusiastically. Okay, God, thank you, Lord, thank you. No, it has to be having an excitement and enthusiasm. You really mean that when you praise the Lord, right? Psalm 95:1, it says, come, let us sing for joy to the Lord. Let us shout aloud to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before Him with thanksgiving and extol Him with music and song. If He's saying that we should come with sad songs, how should we come before Him? Yeah? We should come with joy. Make a shout of joy, right? So, this is how we need to express our praise. I know some part of the picture is not that visible, but if you can make a guess, this is for you to make a guess. What is this picture all about? Can you guess? Yeah, very good. Okay, so David is dancing in that linen ephod. Okay, so you can see that he is carrying that harp in his hand, and the picture, because of the projection, actually they are carrying the ark, bringing it to the Jerusalem, and he is dancing in spirit. So what he was doing, he was celebrating. He was celebrating with all his might. There is a popular song which says, when the spirit of the Lord moves in my heart, I will dance like David danced. Yes. So that is what, like it says, so David was dancing like full energy, jubilant, enthusiasm. And you know what happened next, like his wife, she was not okay with that. And she was saying that you were dancing half naked. It is not suitable for a king to do that. But he was saying that if that seems undignified, I'll be even more undignified than this. For the world culture, it may be like we should be very systematic, or we should be in a very organized way. Our God is a God of order. I agree that. But when we praise, we praise with enthusiasm. We praise with excitement, with energy. Right? So, going ahead. So, that is from 2 Samuel 6:14-15. Wearing a linen ephod, David was dancing before the Lord with all his might, while he and all Israel were bringing up the ark of the Lord with shouts and sounds of trumpets. Okay? If you don't know playing any musical instrument, you have a wonderful weapon. That is your mouth, your instrument, okay? You can praise the Lord, you can sing, how off scale you can be. But God loves your voices. Okay? He loves your voice. And He really wants you to sing a song for Him. A shout of joy. You can give Him all the praise. Now, again, one more example. Any guesses? What is this about? Sorry? Miriam, very good. That's my mom. She said that. Okay. Even if she's wrong, I have to say yes. No, not like that. But that's Miriam. And you can see that the Red Sea. And you can see that the Pharaoh and the Egyptians, they were being, they were drowned by sea. And Miriam, you know the verse. If you want to see that, you can check in the Bible. Exodus 15. Let's go to Exodus 15. Verse 20. I think the verse reader for today is Raju. So he will read all the verses today. Raju, please go ahead. When you express your praise, you express this full-heartedly, right? Now, if you remember, like Michal, like I was saying that before, and the kind of objection she had, and you, that despised God so much, and God cursed her and made her barren. You also remember the story where in Simon the Pharisee's house, there is this sinful woman who comes to Jesus Christ, and she opens up the jar. And she starts pouring out on Jesus' feet and worships Jesus. And she cries, and with her tears, with her hair, she wipes the feet of Jesus. So when you come to God, are you breaking that alabaster jar? Are you making that fragrance come up? Are you being worried, someone is watching me? You are becoming conscious. When we come to God, there is nothing like that. We come to God just like we are. There is no... nothing to be worried about what people will say and everything. When we come to God, He accepts us just as we are. So let's also now see, if praise is the act of faith, praise we need to do with full on expression. Expression means not just on the face, but with all our might, body, mind, soul. So what is this praise help us in? What is the outcome of this praise? What does this praise do? Again, this is for the audience. Can you please guess what this story is about? Paul and Silas, very good. Okay. I should have brought chocolates and give it to you. Okay. So, yeah, you can see here Paul and Silas, what they were doing. It brings miracles. There are amazing, amazing. When you do praise, there are miracles happening. No one can expect something can happen. But God can do that. Just few minutes ago, we read that verse. Is there anything which is impossible for me? This is what God challenges. And He is very true to His word. So if you read Acts 16, verse 25 to 26, about midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God. They were not singing Dard Bhare Ghazal, right? Kare yaar, humare saath kya ho raha hai? No. They were not crying. They were singing hymns. And other prisoners were listening to Him. Hey, they are fully bound on, their legs are tied up, their hands are tied up, they have been beaten, and their blood must be coming out, they are wounded, and they must be in pain. But even in that, they are singing hymns. And people, the other prisoners, they were amazed. They were listening, what is this happening? And what did that praise do? Suddenly there was such a violent earthquake that the foundations of the prison were shaken. At once, all the prison doors flew open and everyone's chains came loose. You know rest of the story, like how the main jailer, the person, he was scared. Like he thought that people might, the prisoners, since they are freed up, they might have run away. He took that lantern and he was coming and he was searching. But Paul and Silas, they didn't run away. They were there. And that was a miracle. And the, you know, rest of the story, that jailer, he says that, what can I do that I can be saved? So our praises brings miracles, right? Now next, praise brings miracles, praise brings our battles to victory, right? So the again, this picture is open. Now make a guess. Yeah, Joshua, right? So that's the Jericho wall, and you don't know the story. Let's go to 2 Chronicles chapter 20. Again, Raju, you need to be quick, huh? You're doing a great job. Yeah, great. 2 Chronicles chapter 20. So you can see, maybe you can read from verse 22. But before that, I'll just give a background. Those who are not aware of this, this is what Joshua was leading the people of Judah. And he was, they were outnumbered. They were very less, and they had a huge army to be fought with, and they couldn't in any way, with all human might, they might have not won if they have gone for that war. And but what he does, God talks to him, and what he does, he brings the best of the SWAT team, NSG, or the best of the security forces. No, he doesn't get that. What he does, he brings his worship team, all the worship team, all the trumpeters, all the singers. They came together, all the people, they came together, and they had kept a fast, and they came on that day, and they were just shouting the praises of God. Now Raju, you can read from verse 22. That's it. Thank you so much. So as you see here, they began to sing praises, and praises brought them victory. Can you all say amen to that? Yeah, our praises will bring victory, right? Let's move further. One more example. Okay, very good. So Raju, we need to get a big hamper for you to give you. Okay. So so you see here Saul, and he was very much he was grieved by the evil spirit. And you see here David is playing the harp, and you see here whatever music he was playing, it was just not a simple music, it was God's music. Because as you see in the verses, you'll see that whenever he played that, the evil spirit would go and Saul would find rest, right? So you can read this from 1 Samuel 16. Let's all move to 1 Samuel 16. Our praises will drive away the devil. You can read from 1 Samuel 16:23. It's here on the slide too. And it came to pass, when the evil spirit from God was upon Saul, that David took an harp and played with his hand. So Saul was refreshed and was well, and the evil spirit departed from him. Whenever you feel that I'm being surrounded by devil, I have been with a lot of challenges, the best thing you can do is play some praise music. Play some God music. Sing along. Okay? Give praises to God, and the devil will run away. This is what God is giving this word to us today. Okay? So God is there, and He will, His praises brings us victory. These praises will make the devil go away. Now, again about this praise. This praise will, what will it will do? It will also bring us to an entrance into God's presence. If you see in the Old Testament, you will see the tabernacle here. I hope the picture is quite good, visible there in the back. Manoj, can you confirm? Yeah, good. So if you see here, this is what the tabernacle will look like. And you, if you see here, the laser is not working, but at the right corner, you will see a gate. It is all, it's like a big campus and big walls, and no one can come inside except that one entry door. Okay? And people can come inside and they will do that sacrifice. But when you go into the tabernacle, inside the tabernacle, that was the holy of the holies, and only the highest priest can go inside. And the verse which connects to this is Psalm 104. It says, enter into his gates with thanksgiving. When you are entering into that gate, when you are meeting God, when you are entering into that gate, come with thanksgiving. And when you are inside the courts, you should give praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. So that's the background. But being a worship coordinator, it actually gives me a little pain when people come very late and they miss the worship, miss the praise and worship, because that sets a kind of this thing. You can't have a food until you wash your hands, right? So you have to prepare yourselves, right? So once you are doing that praise and worship all together, God loves us to be together, united and worshiping God. So this is how God brings us to this point. When we are meeting him, when we are going to him, we go with thanksgiving at his gate and we enter with praise in his courts. Our praise will bring glory to God. Right? How many things we have done? What does praise do? Praise gives us, it does miracle. It gives victory to our battles. Then drives the evil spirit away, yes, and then brings us to the entrance of God's presence, and finally it brings glory to God. As you see here, 2 Chronicles 5, we can all refer to that, 2 Chronicles 5. Verse 13 and 14, I'll read it out for you. The trumpeters and musicians joined in unison to give praise and thanks to the Lord. This is what I was talking. When we all come together, God really loves that. When we sing together with one voice, God really loves that. And that becomes a united praise and thanks to the Lord. And accompanied by trumpets, cymbals and other instruments, the singers raised their voices in praise to the Lord and sang, he is good. His love endures forever. This particular line is often repeated in Psalm. This is one of the very common verse during those times to say, because the Lord is good. He is good all the time. And his love endures forever. Then the temple of the Lord was filled with the cloud, and the priests could not perform their service because of the cloud, for the glory of the Lord filled the temple of God. Amen. Do you say amen to that? Yes, when we all come together in unity, in spirit and in truth, there is a big recruitment ad, right? You wanted a CEO, wanted a principal or so and so. If you see a newspaper in the middle of the sections or on Wednesday Times, I send, you'll see a lot of recruitment ad. Such kind of a recruitment ad is even God is looking for. Like in Jesus was talking to the Samaritan woman, he is saying that God is searching for true worshipers, right? He's searching who will worship him in spirit and in truth. When we all come together, this is what God likes. He wants us to be a family and come to him with praise, with togetherness, with all the things that we have. In today's time, that was the older time, but in today's time, we have all the PA system, musician and everything. Even if you sing off scale, there are choir who can bring you together. Even if you're off track, we will all come together and we'll bring glory to the Lord. Yes? Amen? Yeah. So when we do this praise, there is something which hinders us. And we'll try to understand this. We all know that we have our own limitations. We are all living in flesh. And We are also tempted by our sin, and there are a lot of other things which come as a blockage when we try to, or we give praise to God. Let's try to understand that. The first thing is self-centeredness. When we come to God, even in the prayer, when the disciples were asking Jesus, teach us how to pray, he didn't say that, he didn't start the prayer with, Lord, I'm a sinner, I have done a lot of wrong things, please forgive me. No. His prayer started with praise, right? Our God who is in heaven, hallowed be thy your name, right? So he was giving the praise, all the center of all our praise should be God. I have a little objection with when we sing some songs which are more centered on ourselves. I'll do this, God, I'll do that. Our praise should not be focused on what we can do. Our praise should be centered only on God. And it will bring the praise to Him and Him alone. It's not about talents. It's not about songs, what we can do. It is about songs, what He has done in our life. Do you all agree with that? Yes, amen. Okay. So one thing which is stopping us is self-centeredness. We are even a lot many times, I have also done that. I am just like you. If I am standing here, it doesn't make that I am more purer than you or more holy than you. I have also gone through the same challenges. When I am in difficult trouble and I start my prayer with this, Lord, I am in trouble, please help me. And I forget that I have to praise God. Praise will bring me victory. Praise will take away the devil away. Okay, He will fight the battle for us. So that is what He hinders our praise. We become self-centered. Coming to the next one. Fear of man. Reading from Proverbs 29:25, fear of man brings a snare. It is an entrapment. A lot of times we think when we are praising, let's talk about a church setup. We praise together and few people are very enthusiastic and they give a full-on expression to celebrate God's victory and sing songs of praise. But few, they try to limit themselves. And they have their own reasons like, oh, I'm not sure. And that is okay. But if you try to say that this is completely not acceptable, that is also absolutely wrong. Because God wants us to be free, standing free before Him. He has paid the price. And He said that, I have not come to abolish the law. I have come to fulfill the law. In all our strength, in our power, we cannot fulfill the law. Only God can do that. When we come to God, we come as free person. And there is nothing to be scared of, not of people. What they will think, if I will sing and I am singing off scale, my partner will listen and he will say that, come on, hold on. Okay? It's nothing like that. No, we don't have to worry because God, as I said, He loves our voice. Okay? So, about traditions. I know that I am not being judgmental about that, but I have also been to a few churches where there is completely no songs which are joyful, and the songs which are not having any instruments, we'll just sing and we will pray and then we will leave. That is not, I don't think God likes that, okay? God is a God who is giving us every opportunity to have fun with Him, enjoy His presence. Like there are a lot of verses in Psalm where we can see that praise Him with dancing, praise Him with singing, shouts of joy and everything. But there are few setup where it is completely bound by traditions and all. But in today's time, God has given us this understanding that we can come with that free spirit. Moving ahead. So true praise doesn't come from the modern culture or a rigid religious system, which I was talking about. True praise comes from relationship with Jesus. Okay? If you are really into God, then you yourself will have a lot of things to say about God. As I see, like I gave the example of my son, next time whenever he will see something which I have done great, he will say that, Dad, you are also good at this. You are also good at that. I really like how you are. So the more we have relationship with God, the more we know about Him, and the more praise we can have about Him, right? Are we sometimes falling short of words when we praise Him? Yeah? We fall short, right? And sometimes we say the same prayer, same praise every time. That also brings us to the question, are we having a deeper relationship with God? Which means that, are we reading more and more scripture? Are we reading more, are we giving more and more time to God, our devotions, our quiet time? The more we know about God, the more things we come to know about Him and more we can praise to Him. Right? When the two disciples on the way of Damascus, they were blinded by God Himself. Like, they were not able to identify that He is Jesus. Right? But they said that when Jesus opened their eyes, then they said, wasn't He talking to us so deeply that our hearts were burning with lot of more eagerness, more hunger to know more, right? So our relationship will give you the platform of praise. It will give you us more and more words, more and more things to praise about God. Amen. So He inhabits the praises of His people. I read that verse. He enthrones on our praises. When you do the praise, what you are doing, when we all are praising the Lord, we are preparing a throne where He will come and sit. Okay? So, He inhabits the praises of His people. He dwells in, lives in, and abides in our praise. And what He wants a relationship with you through the praise. And at this time, I wanted to tell to the church that this is what we can do. We have that power. We have that weapon. Praise is my weapon. And this is the time where we understand the power of praise and unleash that power. How can you do more well in incorporating this praise in our day-to-day life? You can turn on praise music when you clean the house. Okay? A lot of people, what they do, they just want to be in that work only. Be deeply involved. नहीं वो पानी नहीं आया बर्तन ही धोना है पाई नहीं आई उधर ही ध्यान है प्ले सम म्यूजिक क्रिश्चियन म्यूजिक गॉड विल पीस जस्ट लाइक सॉल जस्ट लाइक मार्था राइट मार्था शी वॉज बिजी विथ ऑल द हाउस होल्ड थिंग्स एंड एवरीथिंग एंड शी वॉज नॉट एबल टू गिव दैट पीसफुल दैट क्वाइट टाइम दैट डिवोशन टाइम टू गॉड सो वेन एवर यू आर बिजी वेन एवर यू आर एंगेज्ड यू कैन गिव दैट टाइम इन द बैकग्राउंड दैट प्रेज दैट थिंग विच विल हेल्प यू find the peace. Even in my office, when I'm getting a difficult situation with my colleagues or my bosses, I come back to my desk and I open Google and I find some scripture which will help me come to peace at that situation. So turn on some praise music while you clean the house. You can turn on praise music while you are in the car, when you are driving, okay, when you are on the bike also. But be careful that you are watching the road properly, okay? And you're not caught by the RTO police. You can turn on praise music when you're cooking in the kitchen, when you're sitting on the porch. You can praise Him before your prayer or Bible study. Don't immediately wake up and open your Bible. Start with praise. Praise God. Thank you for this morning. Thank you for giving me breath. I have seen this day. Thank you, Lord. There are a lot of people who have not seen this day, but you have given me this day. Amazing. Lord, we praise you. And with that, you can open the Bible and start reading. You can sing to Him before you pray. You can praise Him before you open your Bible. Yeah, this is covered, sorry. You can turn on praise music when you are driving to church. Especially, this is the last point, but it is very much important because a lot of challenges come on Sunday mornings. Our praise honors God. As Psalmist says in 113, from the rising of the sun to its going down, the Lord's name be praised. Yes? So from morning, the moment you wake up till the evening, let there be praises coming out of from your mouth. Not curse words, not anything which can hurt people, but words which can give to God. Right? There was one, nursery in this sense, flower nursery. So, I had once gone there and I had seen on those flowers, you will see one such flower where a lot of bees will come and they will accumulate there and they are actually finding the nectar. Okay, the honey bees are also, if you know a little bit this wildlife background of this, honey bees, they are very particular about which flower to choose for honey, for drawing the nectar. And they will choose very selectively. And all those honeybees, they will accumulate at one single flower at one time. So what I'm trying to bring out here is that when you give that praise, when that praise should give that fragrance to God, and He will say, this man is praising, His attention will come to you. So this is what like our fragrance, our praise fragrance should give that aroma. If you see in the Old Testament also, like they, when they were giving burnt offerings, there was a lot of aroma which was pleasing to God. Yes? Do you agree with that? Yes, amen. Yeah. Proverbs 27:21 says, as the fining pot for silver and the furnace for gold, so is a man to his praise. What does a furnace for gold do? Why do we put a gold in a furnace? To check its purity, right? To make it more pure, right? So that is what his praise is all about. That's what a praise is to man. It will make, draw us more near to God. It will make us more holy, more praise, more pure to him. And we come to him with all our praises. That's how important praise is for man. It will honor God. In this time, this is what the praise is talks about. The praise is all about Judah, the Lion of Judah, our God. In every chance you get, praise the Lord. It must be a good time, it must be a bad time. I had a very tough day. I lost my job. Or I met with an accident. I am through sickness. Or I am in a good health. But whatever it is, I will praise the Lord. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Amen? Yeah. I want everyone to read this portion from the Bible. This is from Matthew 21:14. When we are praising, we need to be also an example to our children. Okay, that was amazing. Like on annual day, we can see all our young kids. They were singing praises to the Lord. And that is so beautiful. So beautiful. As a father, I can see my child and it was so pleasing to me. How pleasing it must be to God our Father. Right? So let's read this. Matthew 21:14. Raju. Yeah. From the lips of the children and infants, you, Lord, have ordained praise. This is an amazing verse and which we often refer this with our Sunday school children. And with those kids, God is receiving that praise. When you are at home, they are watching us. They are watching what we are saying in anger, what we are saying in when we are in love. Okay? Let our words be words of praise to God. And they will also learn and they will sing praises to God, and God is pleased with that. The power of praise, I'll just summarize what we have learned. Our praise accelerates the answers to prayer that we have not got. A lot of times we go through a difficult situation and God is not expecting us to leave our trust, give away the trust, but he wants us to be more strong and praise him despite the situation. To encourage, our praise will encourage for miraculous acts in our midst. Our praise will win battles. It drives the devil away. It heals the hurting souls and troubled spirits, as you see Saul. To bring us into the immediate presence of God, I spoke about the tabernacle. And something which is hindering us to give that praise to God, that is our self-centeredness, fear of man, fear of people around us. Something which is negative inside us. The situations which we are going through. This week had been very tough for me. And I want to tell this. Even pastor was asking me. You have this verse. And I said that I will not refuse this. I will take this. Even though the situation is. For the church. Let this be the word of God which is coming. And when it is coming to the church. It is also personally encouraging me. That Lord. Despite the situation, I will praise you, Lord. Just like Job did. My mouth be filled with your praise and with your glory all the day. I will break that vase just like that sinful woman had done. I'll shatter it. I'll pour that perfume on the feet of God, which brings that sweet, sweet aroma which is pleasing to God. And that's my praise. With that, let's all pray. God, Lord Jesus, you know our life, O God, Lord Jesus. You are our, O Lord, spiritual, surgical, O Lord, healer, O God, Lord Jesus, God. And in our hearts, O Lord, you have this only desire that we can, O Lord, bring you praise. The only purpose the man was created was to adore you, to worship you, O Lord. And if there is something which is hindering us, O Lord, to give you that praise, O Lord, we pray in your name, O Lord, Lord Jesus. Let that be taken away from our life, O Lord. And we bring the praise to you, O Lord, to you alone, O Lord, Lord Jesus. You are worthy of all praise and honor, O Lord. We blessing, glory and honor belong to our Lord forever and ever. I request the worship team here and we can sing this song, which is talking about praise despite our situation. Even when I am outnumbered, even when I am surrounded by His love, even when I am laughing, when I am grieving, even when I am having the best of the best time, even when I am having the worst of the worst time, but I will praise the Lord because that is what God has commanded. Let everything that has breath, yes Lord, this morning I have breath. No matter what is the situation, O God, Lord Jesus, but I will say, I have breath. And your command is, let everything that has breath praise the Lord. When you were brought, O Lord, to Jerusalem, and people were, O Lord, bringing palm leaves, and they were singing songs, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. And the Pharisees came, and they were rebuking those people. And you said, don't stop them. If you stop them, these rocks, these stones will start praising the Lord. They will cry out, glory, glory to the Lord. Yes, O Lord, this morning, O Lord, we, O Lord, come before you and we say, O Lord, that we have breath. All that we take in is, O Lord, your, O Lord, amazing grace in our life. And what we, O Lord, want us to come out of from us, O Lord, from our mind, body and soul, is, O Lord, to bless your name, to give you praise. This time I want all the church, O Lord, to stand up. We'll sing this song which says, praise, let everything that has breath.
Let everything that has breath, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Let everything,
sing it.
Everything that has breath, praise the Lord,
praise the Lord,
praise the Lord,
praise the Lord.
Praise in the morning, praise when I'm routing. I praise when I show, praise when I'm doubting. I praise when I tumble, praise when I'm surrounded. Cause praise is the waters, my enemies drown.
This is what is command.
As long as I'm breathing, I got a reason to praise the Lord, oh my soul. Oh, praise the Lord, oh my soul. I praise when I feel it. I praise when I don't.
Come on.
Praise the Lord. is alive. So how could I keep it inside?
I won't be quiet.
I won't be quiet. My God is alive. So how could I keep it inside?
Sing it. Praise the Lord.
You're sovereign. Praise God, you reign. I praise God, you rose and defeated the grave. I praise God, you're faithful. Praise God, you're true. Praise God, there's nobody greater than you. Praise the Lord, oh my soul.
Because you are sovereign, O Lord, and you reign over us, O God, Lord Jesus. You are enthroned on all our praises, O God, Lord Jesus. In togetherness, O Lord, we come before you. I pray, O Lord Jesus, O Lord, let everything that hinders in between, O Lord, giving you praise, let in your name be, O Lord, be, O Lord, destroyed, O Lord. And, O Lord, there will be, O Lord, clear way, O Lord, coming to you, to the Holy of Holies, O Lord. Bringing my thanksgiving, my praise to you, God, Lord Jesus. Yes, God, Lord Jesus. This time, O Lord, we submit unto your hands, O Lord. O Lord, we pray, O Lord, we come before you.